Okay, so I'm like, why isn't he playing? It's like,
bruh. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Yo. Let me tell you, just before we started recording, there's some man walking down the street just singing. Loud as fuck. I don't know if he was singing on the phone, what he was doing, but it's like, bruh, come on.
He's in his hometown, Brampton, so I'm pretty sure he felt comfortable enough to be singing down the street.
Bruh. Yo. I was just in a queer. There was some video, like some Six Buzz TV, some new thing that he's doing. And some guy was interviewing some man in Bramley. And he was asking two people what they thought of Brampton and if they're from Brampton. Yo, the one brown guy goes, of course. He's like, oh, I love Brampton. This is my place. All my people are here. Well, how are you?
Of course, all your people are here. Brown Town. Bramladesh.
Yo, let's go to Bramladesh.
Like, bruh.
Yo, I'm telling you, I came back here again. On my way here, it's like, yo, people don't know what the hell a green arrow is.
Nope, they don't know.
Yo, I was waiting at the light. I'm like, I'm going to miss this light because the person in front of me, it's like, it's not even like you need time to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
You see the other lights are turning red. So that means get ready. You know you're on an arrow. That means you're not like you're next. Like, yo, I'm telling you, three cars could have went in the time that his one car tried to crawl across the intersection.
Of course. I go through it every day to and from work.
And I don't know what happened on the 401 today, but all I know is it took me almost 2 hours to get home.
Oh my God.
2 hours.
That's
normally
so long.
It's like 45 minutes. In traffic, bro, it was, the 401 was backed up.
Oh my God.
And it's because it was raining. And
oh, of course.
When it starts a little trickle of rain.
Oh, of course.
You want to get into, it's like, yo, there's no perfect weather. It's either, it's snowing, people don't know how to control their car. It's raining, people can't control their car.
Yep.
It's too sunny, people can't see. And then they, you know, like when it's sunny on in the morning, you gotta put your visor down and have your shades on.
Yeah.
People are just, they're squinting and guessing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Speaking about the weather.
It's getting cool.
I'm telling you, after a long weekend, it's fall weather. The nights are getting colder. It's getting darker earlier. Like, bro.
Let me tell you. I woke up for work on Monday at 6 o'clock. I'm looking outside like, is today supposed to rain? Because it was still dark and gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on a hoodie, some tights. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear my sneakers today.
Mm-hmm.
I go outside. I look to the other side of the window. Bruh, it's sunny and hot. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I realized the sun was just starting to rise. But all summer, the sun has been rising at like 5 a.m., 5:30. You know, like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now? What time is it now? 8 o'clock. You can already tell the sun is going down slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold. I'm in a sweater right now. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Like, I'm telling you, after that caravan long weekend, it's like, that's it. That was your plan. Summer's done now. And believe me, if the weather's not telling you summer's done, the stores are fucking telling you. I went to Walmart, bam. All I seen is backpack this, backpack that,
back
this
to
on
school.
Sale, everybody rushing and shoving and pushing. I'm like, bro.
Oh, yeah, I think this week in the States, they started their back to school this week. Aww. Shout out to all of you guys getting ready to go back to school. You
it's
know,
it's weird, though, because they still have their Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
like their long weekend. But I think they get out of school earlier, like in June.
They do.
Like a few weeks earlier.
For us, it's, okay, for elementary school and high school, it's like September to June.
Actually, what?
Yeah, just go ahead. It's September to June. And then from, if you're in uni, our college is September to what? December? And then
like the beginning
January
of
to April.
Classes, and then you have exams for
yeah.
the month. And then, yeah. Oh! The girl dropped the spliff.
Oh, I was trying to like ash it.
I did. I just ash. Oh no, maybe it just not. It tastes like kind of fruity though.
Fruity?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's London weed. Who knows?
Oh,
but this one's a strong one, so
Let me tell you, that shit fucked me up.
Shout out to Vicky.
Bro.
And
that shit had me nice.
Yeah. It's really strong. Like, I already can't. If I'm by myself, I can only smoke half a spliff.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I can't smoke. If I smoke a full spliff.
I can do
nah.
it.
Nah.
Fam, I can do it. But it's one of those, like, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you are, it's like you're not going alone. Because even if you're walking somewhere, like, I find it depends on the strain, too.
Mm-hmm.
And depending, like, if it's more sativa, I find I'm very, like, zoned out.
Mm.
And, like, in my own world. So I could smoke and go take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, my mind is, like, racing, like, 100 thoughts a second.
But it's so funny because for me, it's, like, once I get to, like, half, I'll be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I know that level where I need to, what I need in order to be good.
Good. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then if I do a full slip, that means, yo, I'm cheesed. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I really am stressed. Like, I really need to just do
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Or if it's, like, a party and I'm drinking. Like,
yeah,
if I'm really trying to get.
Yeah.
But, like, for a regular day, just half a slip is good with me here and there.
For mm-hmm. me, see, I feel like I'll roll it. I'll take a break, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll roll it, and then say I'll be, like, cooking,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm smoking, and then, like, okay, I put it down for a few minutes, do something in the kitchen, then light it up again.
Okay, that's
so it's
different.
Like, I'm not, like, back to back.
Yeah.
Like, I can do it,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of those, like, I have to be walking or something.
Yeah, something.
If I'm just
I could
in my
do
room
it too.
Watching TV or something,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, I'm bored now.
The only thing I hate about, okay, it's funny, because I used to smoke and walk a lot. But, like, I feel fine. Like, when you smoke and walk, it's, like, because it's in your hand, like, you're constantly going to keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like doing it. So, like, I'd rather, like, maybe share it with somebody
mm-hmm.
or no. Like, I don't know. I'd rather or maybe have a cooler with it. Like, instead of, like, smoking the whole thing. But you're right. I would take a break, too, and be like, yo, like, okay, I need a one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, my neighbors are going to smell that kush.
It's okay.
Too fucking bad.
You know what's funny?
I don't even know who these people are.
Yeah.
And this is a whole new different
new person.
I don't even know the females that live in that house. I don't even
Have
know.
You see them, huh?
I don't see them often.
Often.
Her window is down. Mm.
No, it's fine. They'll smell it. What do they do? It's legal.
I think they already know I smoke anyways because I've been doing it outside.
It's funny because even though it's legal, I feel like people still look at it like there's a stigma behind it.
Yeah.
Right? Like today, when we were at the store, there's people outside,
mm-hmm.
like just walking down the road smoking. And we're like, oh, who's smoking weed? But it was one of those, I'm like, wait, no, who cares?
Because
they can. Like, they,
it's hard.
Yeah.
You have to change. Everybody has to bend
mm-hmm.
to it. But it's like, cigarettes have been around for so long, so I feel like people are more used to that rather than weed. And then the smell.
God knows how long.
Mm-hmm. You, like how they, like how they always, they even used to smoke in restaurants and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I remember when we were kids.
Yeah,
smoking, non-smoking people in the hotel rooms,
mm-hmm.
gave you a choice.
Yeah.
Yo,
now?
I'm telling you, a couple of years ago, I went to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, is there a smoking room? They're like, oh, we don't have those no more.
Yeah.
And I felt dumb because I'm like, I've been to ones before where you could smoke,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not thinking like this is when I was younger as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. But I was just like,
but
bruh.
It's so fucking funny. When I went to Vicky's hotel, and when she came down here, and yo, I was rolling the weed, and then you know they have the sign like no smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's no smoking cigarettes. You know that sign?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now there's also no weed, no marijuana
sign. And I'm sure
there's
no vaping either.
Yeah. Oh, at my work, as soon as it became legal at my work, they knew to put sign no vaping, no e-cigarettes, nothing. My bruh.
So, at your work, if you smoke,
mm-hmm.
like cigarettes or whatever,
you can walk. Okay, like
because obviously
you can walk.
Weed,
you'll
be
yeah,
high,
no,
you
can
smoke
cigarettes.
Yeah,
yeah, you can smoke cigarettes, but you just have to be a little off. Like you're still on the property, but you're on like the grass.
Yeah,
I guess you
yeah.
could say. So they don't mind it, but it's like, bruh.
Well, it's funny because when we were at Banna, Trisha asked me like, "Oh, like, because people were smoking, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't smoke like that, so you know she was asking like, "Oh." So you could just smoke anywhere now. I'm like, anywhere where you're allowed to smoke a cigarette, you could smoke weed.
Yeah.
It's the same rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you can't drive because you'll be hot. Like, it'll get you. It's like Mm-hmm. It's weird because it's like cigarettes. It has like similar rules as cigarettes, but also similar rules as alcohol, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, yeah, like as long as you're not near like what, school or playground or like right outside a building, you yeah. can just yo, you can. It's gonna take a while for people to get adjusted to, like accustomed yeah. to the new, you know, because mm-hmm. there's still that thing like, oh, they're smoking cigarettes, ew, like or. Weed, like when you pass them, mm-hmm. let me tell you, cigarettes is so nasty.
Guys, see, it's so funny smell. Chantal saying this because her mom smokes. I need to ask you.
Cheese that we tell people.
No, but I need to even ask you. Like, I know because you usually say, "Oh, you don't like cigarettes," but it's like, okay, we've tried it before yeah. and we know, like, it's just not. Like,
here's the thing. Like, I've done it before. The only time I've ever had any is, like, when I was drinking.
Yes.
Or it's, like, someone had one, they're like, do you want one? I'm like, yeah. okay, sure. Like, just because it's a social thing. More for me, it's more of a social thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, if I were, like, drinking, I'm like, yo, I'll have one, sure, no yeah. problem. It, like, but only if there's no option of a weed. Like, weed.
I would that's never do cigarettes ever again. That shit fucked with my body so bad. I wouldn't. It I makes won't you do it.
Sick. And I you know, I get cheese because it's like people I work with and stuff, mm-hmm. like when they smoke and we're outside, they're like, oh, is it okay if I smoke? And it's like, I feel like I'm not going to be like, no, don't smoke in front mm-hmm. of me. It's not okay. Because they're just going to be like, they're going to feel ways about it.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, I'm trying to be polite and say, knowing it. No, it's okay. But it's like, yo, you guys are still in my face. Yeah. Like, the smell of it makes me sick to my stomach.
It's nasty.
Like, it just, it's not so much how it smells. Because, like, weed still has that smoky smell. Depending yeah. on how you're smoking it, right? But it's not like...
I don't know. I can't explain the smell. I feel like
I'm dying a little inside more. Every time I inhale it, like, I feel like... When I think of the smell, mm-hmm. I associate it with cancer.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
So that's why...
Okay.
Like, it, like... Like, it's really disgusting mm-hmm. to me. I'm like, yo, like, that thing right now, it's killing you. Like, I know we do things that are probably not the best for ourselves. Yeah.
No, of
but,
course.
Like, directly, you're killing
because yourself. Of how they portrayed it to us, smoking is bad, da da da. But I think for us, it's like, yo, we're still fucking smoking. We're still fucking ruining our lungs. Okay, but cool, because
it's
weed.
It's not rat poison, though.
That's the thing. It's a plant, this and that. Okay. What if we're not meant to smoke plants, yo? I don't know.
We are. But I think we're meant to smoke
so plants. I know they smoked plants back in the day. But, like, yo, like they say, you know, it fucks with this. The thing is, weed is not for everybody. That's the yeah. whole thing. You gotta know for yourself. And some people really don't know for yourself. It's funny we're talking about this.
They won't know until... Wait. Is weed 19 plus?
Yeah. Wait, no.
I think it's 25?
I thought it was 21.
Okay, because I thought it was going to be 25 first because they say you're not a fully developed adult until 25.
Mm.
Like, you could have gone through puberty and all that kind of, like, physically and stuff, but mentally, like, your mindset and the way you're thinking, you're not fully developed until 25.
But you know what?
So that's what they were saying. It fucks. If you smoke weed, it fucks with your development. That's why I thought it was... So, like... For us, it's probably still fucking our brain cells.
Yo, I talked to my brother about it. I'm like, listen, please, whatever you do, wait until later. Don't do it now yeah. because you're still growing. Like, for us, we started late, you know?
Yeah, I think
we started late.
The first time I ever tried it was when I was 21. I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. But at that time, it was like, I literally tried it. It was a one-time try.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And like, the next couple of years, I didn't try it. And mm-hmm. then I started hanging around people that did it a lot.
Yeah.
So then I was doing it, like, a lot, too. But that was until I was, like, 23.
That's exactly the same for me.
And then, like, ever since then, it's been pretty, like, consistent.
That's the same for me.
You know what I mean? Like, it's been consistent. But not, like, but I think then when I was mm-hmm. first, like, 23, mm-hmm. I was doing it a lot.
Oh, my
God. Like, I do it a lot now.
You know what? It's because of the... Okay, hold on. Okay, before I start, I probably went through the same thing. I think mm-hmm. I tried it around 21, too. But this was when I was in Winnipeg, right? So, like...
So, you're smoking different...
But the thing is, when I tried it, I didn't feel anything. And I was like, I don't like it. You know, when you're a newbie, like, you don't know how to inhale it. You don't know how to keep it in your chest. You're coughing. Like, I was just like, nah. But then it was like, okay... it was like every environment I went to, people were doing it. So it was either I was in Winnipeg, people were doing it.
I have a crush.
Either I was in Brampton, people were doing it. Like, so it was like there were so many chances. I kept saying no, 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 and then finally one day it's just like, yo.
So, do you feel like that you started doing it because not necessarily peer pressure, but because everyone was doing it and it was like, I might as well just do it or I should do it so I don't feel different?
You know what? It's funny. Like, no, I don't think like, okay, this is how I thought of it. And I feel like this is the way I was saying, like, I feel about Molly, right? Mm. It was like, you have to know your body. Like, you have to know. So I know for a fact, cigarettes, mm-hmm. I did it once. I did it twice. I did it three times. But usually it was either, like, we were at sugar daddies, we didn't have weed, because we weren't into really into weed at that time. But we had, okay, I'm not even going to say nothing. But
we had cigarettes around
us. Around us, yeah. So, it would be like, oh, I'll take a puff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take another puff,
mm-hmm.
because then you get this feeling. But, yo, it was like, I had to know my body, and I was like, I will never do it again. Like, mm-hmm. that shit, my heart was racing. I was shaking.
I'm so surprised.
Like, and mind you, this is when I was sober. But this is when I was sober, though. This is what I noticed. When I would go to the club and drink and have it, I felt like on a nice wave, mm-hmm. right? But I really hated the smell, though. But then it was like,
don't mind me, you guys. Sorry, it's really dark outside, so I turned my flashlight to do my top coat.
Fab, I just see this girl crunch up in the chair.
No, and I'm like, yo. I forgot I had it in my bag, but today at work, yo, I just didn't have the opportunity to do it on my break, when I took a break or nothing. So, yo, you know, like, I'm just like,
yo, Chantel's really good like that. Like, yo, every time I see her, she's always like, catch up, painting her nails, changing her nail color. Yo, guys, like,
it's a sickening problem. Like, you know, I feel like I always need to multitask too. That's another
yes thing. You do.
I feel like I'm always like, I could do so many things at once, but it's like, I feel if I only do one thing at a time, I feel like uneasy.
You know what's funny, you remind me of your mom.
Yeah,
yeah.
My mom?
Your mom is always like up in a bow. She never sits down. Like, when I see her sit down, I could tell, okay, like, she's really relaxing and chilling.
Yeah.
And then there's times where she's just like, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this. She's like going here, there, everywhere.
No, because like, I feel like there's, for me, like, I just feel like there's always so much. I know we're off topic, but I just feel like there's always so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, I can't, like, rest until I do everything on my list. So, like, say I have something to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
right? I can do this stuff from Monday on Monday, but I'll be thinking about Tuesday and Wednesday on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to, like, squeeze everything into Monday so that I don't have to think about it for 3 days.
Yeah.
I can just think about it today and then be done. So, it's like, when you do that, you start to multitask and do, like, 5 billion things so close together in periods, and then you just, like, when you sit down, you finally relax.
Yo, that's like my
but
mom
it's
too.
Hard.
My mom is always here, there, everywhere. She can't sit down for 2 seconds. I'm like, mom,
there's
chill.
Like,
bro. I'm like, mom, we'll survive if you don't cook for 1 day. It's okay. Like, bro, she'd be like, no, this and that. I need to go here. I need to go there. I need to call this person. And like, it's nonstop. I'm like, mom, can you just come home from work and rest, you?
Like, don't you feel that way? Like, don't you ever feel like you have to get things done? Or do you just say, yo, like, it doesn't, it could just wait?
See, me, I'm more of a, like, chill. Like, I won't do it unless it's necessary. And if I don't do it, it's because I really didn't want to do it in the first place.
Okay.
But somehow, some way, when I really need to do it, I just do it. But I'm so bad. I do it last minute, and I'm really trying to change that. Like, yo,
but
I'll
I
see
feel like even when you do stuff last minute, though, you don't do it half-assed. You actually
but that's
do a
the
good
thing.
Job.
I do a better job when I feel the rush. Like, oh my god, you gotta do this. You gotta do that.
Yeah.
I feel the rush, but then afterwards, I'm like, yo, I can't bother you. I'm only one fucking person.
And I feel like you know that you'll get it done when it comes time to it. So it's like
that's the thing. Like, I'm more of a relaxing, like, Girl, you have so much time. Like, I'm a procrastinator, a big time.
You know what I used to be like that for, though, specifically? I used to, when we would go out or plan, like, a weekend or something that we're going to do something, mm-hmm. I would plan it so far back. Like, I would go to the mall for an outfit, like, 3 weeks before. But now it's like, yo, I'll think about it the day before or when the day comes.
Yeah.
I'll just rush around.
Rush and go.
Even my nails and my hair, like, yo, I could just go do my nails in the morning, fix up my
hair
the day before, and then, yo, the day of, I'll just run and get an outfit.
But it's funny, I'll try and wake up early to do all that. Like, okay. Like, for tomorrow, I'm going to go do my nails. I have the whole motherfucking day because I took off a day off of work. So, fam, I'm tired, fam. I need a break.
I don't even talk about that.
I need a break. Work is just disrespectful.
I don't talk about that. Like, I'm even bent right now.
Mm-mm. Fam, like...
That's why I'm painting my own damn toes, yo. To work.
Listen, I need to go see my Ming Lee tomorrow.
What's a Ming Lee?
And have her, you know, freshen up my nails. It's about time, it's grown out. Like, yo. But it's like, one side of me is like, okay, all you have to do is go do your nails and then you're good for the day. You don't have work, you could do whatever. But another part of me is like, no, you know, you really shouldn't be here watching your show. You really should be getting up. You know what you have to do. Why are you sitting here? But yo, like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to do it right now. If it's not necessary.
That's how I feel about work. That I will say, of all things, I'm really starting to procrastinate on work, which is bad. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that is where I have the most stress and the most expectations. So... it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take my time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, work is so stressful. Like, having such a job, like, an important job like mine. I'm trying to sound nice to people out there.
Yeah.
It gets stressful, right? So it's like, it's just like, you need to, like, say fuck off to work for, like, 1 second. And just collect your mind. Because, you know, people that I work with, they told me, like, when you're in the field for long and when you start moving up in positions,
mm-hmm.
it gets more stressful and difficult.
Of course.
And she's like, it can ruin your family life, your relationships, like all those kind of things.
Oh my God.
Because you're burning yourself out and you're just like, yo, I gotta do this, this and that for work. But it's like, it's work, yeah, and it's important, but also it's work. So people have to realize, you like, when to break it off and say, no, like, I need my time.
But the thing, you know what's funny? It's like, work takes up so much of our life and our time that it even ends up being the conversation of everything. Like, it becomes the number one stress.
And the thing is, I feel like because the generation above us is still in the work field,
mm-hmm.
I feel like now the new generations, like the millennials, I think we think more... like, work is important and we like to work and a lot of us are entrepreneurs mm-hmm. and stuff, but we think more about our mental health these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I think we're learning how to take breaks from work
mm-hmm.
and how to separate it and balance it. But I feel like because the older generation is still in the work field, they're like looking down on us for doing things like that. Like, if you take a sick day, even if you're not sick, your manager's gonna be like, oh, why would you take a sick day? We're busy.
Oh my God.
But it's like, you know you're not physically sick, but maybe you need a mental break,
mm-hmm.
right? So I feel like we'll understand that. But right now, because those people are still in the work field, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, this is all new to them.
Yeah.
Like, how we're working. Like, our work ethics are so different. So
they probably think there's something wrong with ours.
Yeah.
You know how we see our parents and we're like...
yeah. But it's not like bad or nothing, it's just different, you know? It's here. But anyway.
Okay, can we go back to, like, so okay, we ran
weed.
Through.
It was the weed. And we were
three
talking about
fucking, last. Four fucking topics.
Okay, it was the weed that we.
it yo, was the London weed. Yo, Vicky. And we're having a cooler too.
Okay. So we were talking about the weed because I asked, like, did you feel pressured?
I didn't.
Blah, blah, none.
I felt like I knew, like, when I was ready. Like, I think I have a good connection with my body to be like, okay, yeah, I was ready.
Yeah.
I was able to take it. I'm good. Like, yeah. Okay. Like, for one thing, like, for sure, I'll never try cigarettes again. I'll never do Braba. Like, if I ever do Braba, if somebody would have to, like, trick me, because, nah, I can't be doing it.
Yo. That's why you fell asleep in the cab, yo. Let me tell you. Bam.
What do you mean? There was Braba?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I didn't say nothing, but yo, I mixed it.
Shut up!
Yo, cause yo, and parts of it were like the tobacco thing from the cigar.
Sham! No wonder
I didn't think of it. But then I remember, yo, yes.
Excuse me. I fucking hate you. Yo, no wonder I was fucked that day. Like, that was extra. Because, yo, I have my split too.
Find it that bad.
For me, because, yo, it just makes...
of, like, the cigarette. It's, like, similar
to that. Yeah, I swear to God. Like, when I was drunk, I didn't feel nothing because mm-hmm. it was a good vibe. But when I was sober and I tried it, I'm like, that's it. That's not for me, fam. I could not sleep all night. Like, nope. Mm-mm. I'm not doing that. And Molly, hell no.
I don't know. I would never try that shit. Girl, because I don't know what the fuck that
is. It does. So it's like you feel
like
weird.
What the hell is that?
It's like you're okay. Imagine you're high. Like you're high right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just go like this. That's how you feel.
Like
just move side.
Patrick Star. Like Patrick Starfish.
And yeah, you just move it. That's how you feel. It's a good wave, but it's too strong. Like, it's way too strong. No? No? I will not fuck with that. But, yo, anyways. Girl, look at this. We didn't even get to the zodiac sign.
Okay. All right.
The next zodiac sign
is Virgo. Oh, here it is. Virgo. So, their element is Earth. They are mutable. Mutable.
Mm-hmm.
Their colors are gray, beige, pale, and yellow. The day is Wednesday. Their ruler is Mercury. Mm-hmm. And the greatest overall compatibility is Pisces and Cancer. Lucky.
Really?
Yeah. So the Virgo, the date range is from August 23rd to September 22nd. So some of the traits that they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Their strengths are loyal, analytical, kind, hardworking, and practical.
Mm-hmm.
Their weakness is shyness, worry, overly critical of self and others, and work.
Oh, that is definitely true.
The Virgo likes animals, healthy food, books, nature, cleanliness. Yeah. Virgo dislikes rudeness, asking for help, and taking center stage. Yeah. What do you think? Do you know any Virgos?
My mom is a Virgo.
Oh, your mom? Okay.
So that's why I'm over-analytical about themselves. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wow. No, yeah, definitely. I think that they're really accurate.
Mm-hmm.
They always pay attention to the smallest detail, and their deep sense of humanity makes them one of the most careful signs of the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure that life is nothing left to chance, so everything has to be for sure and planned.
Oh, yeah.
And very, like, organized and detailed, back up, like, really no go with the flow, pretty much. They won't accept their feelings as valid. So I guess, like, in a situation, like, your feelings don't, if they're more practical.
Right.
Like, your feelings don't count as a practicality, pretty much. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Are there any, this doesn't matter anyway. But anyways, are there any celebrity?
Yes, there is. Yes. We have Dylan O'Brien. Okay. If you guys don't know who that is, he's the main guy. He's Thomas in The Maze Runner.
Okay.
I don't know if you watched that movie before.
No, but I know.
I don't watch movies like that, but that one, I actually, like, followed through with it. It's not bad. It's like a cute, I don't know. I think they would have it on Netflix. I don't have Netflix. But we have Nick Jonas, Liam Payne, Paul Walker.
Okay.
Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Lil Yachty. Chyna Ann McClain.
Yeah,
how's that? She's the girl from, oh my god, she's a Disney star. And she was in the movie with her and her sisters in the movie with Idris Elba. I forgot the name.
Chyna.
Yeah.
Oh, China. Okay. I think it's something else. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I know.
Pink.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like Virgos. They're unproblematic. I like them.
You think so?
I don't have problems with people who are
unproblematic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Virgos are very like strong-minded people too. They're very like. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know. Yo, let me tell you. The reason, you guys, this London, I don't know what the heck this London thing is, but like, this is what I mean. Like, it's not an indica for sure. It's not. Because I'm like wide awake and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's definitely sativa, but my mind is like all over. Yeah, I think so. Because if it's an indica, I'm booked.
No, it has to be an indica.
Yo, it was a grabba, fam.
I can't believe this girl put grabba in the fucking slip. How can you do this to me?
Yo, honestly?
How? That's why I was gone.
Yo, you guys, what I mean, we talked about it last week time, but yo, the girl dropped asleep in the cab. The way the way the cab driver was driving, there's no way she could have slept.
Mad because all I heard
did
was
you feel him driving?
The first time when he was pulling off and he was swerving and
yeah, like
a and the man's idiot. Blasting music. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying. Yo, I ignored it. I had to sleep. I had to.
Yo, but did you feel? You didn't feel sick, did you?
Like, no, no.
Oh yeah, because you already.
I already threw up, and then the next morning it was that.
Yep,
going into work. But anyways, we have Toronto news, guys. Okay. We haven't recorded in a while since the long weekend, so it's like I have so much news like built up. There's so much that has been happening. I don't even know, but let's get started.
Okay.
All right. A 23-year-old man has been charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. This happened in Markham. He pretty much killed his grandma, his dad.
What?
His mom.
Why?
And his sister.
Shit.
Okay. I didn't know Markham people were like that, eh?
But why?
I've never been to Markham. No, I've been to Markham once, but.
But yo, my question is, why? Why are you going to act so dumb for? Anyway, let's hear a story.
Anyways, they were called to the home 3 p.m. on a Sunday for a report that multiple people may have been injured at a home, right? So, officers arrived and were greeted at the front door by a man who was taken into custody. 4 people were found dead inside the home. There was 70-year-old Feroza Begum, 50-year-old Mamataz Begum, I don't even know why I'm trying to say the names, 59-year-old Monaru Zaman, and 21-year-old Melissa Zaman.
They were all killed.
Damn.
So what, his parents and siblings?
Yeah, and grandma.
So why did he kill them?
Well, they don't know yet, but
Did they know he killed them? Did they know he killed them?
Oh, well, yeah, they have to have known. They have to have known. Like, that, it was all over the news. Like, that, and I saw, like, I guess it was the girl's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was just like, I can't sleep. She was like, nobody can sleep after this. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like,
that's fucked.
Like, you can hate your family so bad
that you would want to do that.
Oh my god. And they haven't released how he killed them or anything like that. It's too tragic. I wouldn't even want to know.
But it's like, yo, why go through all this shit and you're going to get in trouble? You're going to get caught. And then, you know, like, you're going to be tortured for the rest of your life knowing what you did. You don't have a family. You're in prison. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you go through all that? Like, something is not right, obviously. It's like, so he's not sad. Right in the head.
It's so sad. And, like, the parents just celebrated their 25th anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Like, that is so sad.
Damn, man. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Rest in peace to them. Jesus. Like,
yeah, there's been a lot of shit going on. Speaking of which, in the U.S., like, you guys.
That whole mass shooting.
What are you guys doing?
Fam, that shit scares the fuck out of me.
Like, what are you guys doing to each other down there? Like, what is going on? What, how many was there last week? 3 or some shit like that? Let me look it up.
Fam, rest in peace.
31, at least, from CNN. 31 killed in the U.S. weekend mass shootings last weekend. 2 shootings. At least 31 people were killed over the weekend in mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. Mm-hmm. El Paso. 22 people were killed in El Paso after a mass shooting on Saturday. Police said they found an anti-immigrant document espousing white nationalists and racist views, which they believe was written by the suspect. He may face hate crime charges in addition to capital murder charges. In Dayton, another 9 people were killed in a shooting in Oregon District of Dayton, Ohio. The suspect in that shooting is dead. Like, this was, like, a while, like, well, at this time when this comes out, it'll be a while ago, but still, like, you guys, how are you having, and the thing, yo, I seen this, like, a lot of, like, comments and stuff about this on, like, social media, and it's like, okay, so, there's so many killings and shootings happening in America, and people, like, that just murdering, like, mass murdering. But America is so focused on getting rid of, like, the immigrants and the blacks and putting all the, putting everything onto them, making it look like they're the bad people. Mm-hmm. But really, when you have, like, all these things popping, like, going off, like, who really are the ones, like, fucking around with America?
Right.
Like, okay, yeah, there's a gang fight. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe an immigrant came in here illegally for, like, a better opportunity. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's the people who think they're so-called American, the white people, who are mass killing everybody. Like, that's the problem. And you guys are focused on the stupid, like...
It's so dumb.
But it's like, yo, they're just letting people kill whoever.
Like, even for me, this is why politics cheeses the fuck out of me. Because it's like, you're just listening to each person's side of things, and you're just like, yo, is it really that hard to just say, yo, we need to do what's best for the normal human being,
yeah,
like they're a Canadian, an American, like
why does it matter who you are or where you're from?
Like, they don't want to invest into nobody unless you do something. It's a fucking business, like, I swear to God, like, everything is just
about money.
I can't even explain it. Like, afterwards, I just get annoyed because I'm just like, bruh,
like, doesn't it seem so weird to you though, that, like, America is literally, like, from here, what, an hour and a half drive? And it's a whole different world. Like, it's so weird to me that there's still people in America who are, like, doing crime hate, like, hate crimes or whatever, and, like, who are racist or, like, supremacists or whatever you want to call them. Like, it's still so weird to me that those people are out there and that politics are based on that too.
You're right.
Like, here, maybe we do, like, there, I'm sure there's,
well, we have like the van attack and all that. Yeah,
but it's not like,
it's not as much as how
they make it, like,
doing,
yeah,
it.
Like, everything there is so black and white, literally.
If I was living in a third world country and I watched CNN, I would think the U.S. is up in flames. Like, I would think, yeah, like, the whole place is in shambles because, like, way, what, like,
yeah, they're
damn. Every time my dad puts it on CNN, I'm like, Dad, like, why? How can you watch Donald Trump? These people just talk about Donald Trump all day, the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, America, like, I'm sorry, but you guys, like, I can't say for all, but for a lot of people, like, they're really, like, I notice this, like, when you roll through Ontario, Canada, wherever, you'll see a few Canadian flags here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the homes, you see everybody with their own cultural, mm-hmm, whatever. in America, they're so patriotic.
Yeah.
On their country, it's like, yo, every flag you see in America, whether you're from the Caribbean, you're white, like you're Asian, no matter what, you have an American flag. Right. Like, they're so, but yo, I don't know, like, their country, they want to make it seem like it's the best country to be, but they're, I feel like you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just, and everyone's just riding along, following politics and the government. Like,
I feel like with the, like, the politics stuff, I feel like, I think of it as like a ping pong match, going back and forth,
yeah,
back and forth, and it just never ends. Like, it's always a hit, and it's like, it seems like there's never going to be a solution, and then, like, when the elections come, like, what's going to, I think that's the scariest part.
It's like, what's going to happen?
I keep hearing about Russian interference, and I'm just like, bruh, like, it's
what
so
is
complicated.
That anyway?
I don't know, Donald Trump and the Russians, and I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if America goes to war with someone soon, eh?
Oh my god.
But it's like, it sucks because we have to be involved in that one.
There's just too much going on. It's just, it's so, like, even here too, as much as we act like there's nothing going on, every day I see Justin Trudeau on the fucking television screen. Something about he broke the law.
He broke the law?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't even know. Like, apparently he was trying to do favoritism with somebody. Let me pull it up. So for those who don't know who Justin Trudeau is, he is the Prime Minister of Canada. He's the son of Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was also a former Prime Minister, and a lot of people liked him during his reign. So I guess that's why now Justin Trudeau got it. And, you know, of course, because he's handsome and all that. But former Justice Minister Jody Wilson, who testified that she faced intense pressure and veiled threats from the Prime Minister's office on the deferred prosecution issue. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, you see, so we don't follow politics.
We don't follow. Like, I can't.
Like, yo. So basically what? She had a lot of pressure working for him?
Yeah, something like that. It's so stupid. And they're saying he broke the law by doing that. Like, basically.
Who cares, yo?
It's like, crazy. So it says Trudeau broke ethics rules by trying to exert influence in SNC-Lavalin scandal.
Lavalin, is that incorrect?
I don't even know.
No!
What happened, girl? Like, I'm not
but
sure. Like,
basically, like, with politics, I feel like at the end of it, there's just always something. Always something going on. Like, you can, like, bro.
Okay, apparently, the Prime Minister directly and through his senior officials used various means to exert influence over Ms. Wilson-Raybould. The authority of the Prime Minister and his office was used to circumvent, undermine, and ultimately attempt to discredit the decision of the Director of Public Prosecutions as well as the authority of Ms. Wilson-Raybould as the Crown Chief's Law Officer. Dion found Trudeau contravened Section 9 of the Conflict of Interest Act through a series of flagrant attempts to influence Wilson-Raybould to reach an agreement with SNC-Lavalin to avoid criminal prosecution. That section of the code prohibits any official responsible for high-level decision-making in government from seeking to influence the decision of another person to improperly further another person's private interest. SNC is facing bribery and fraud charges related to alleged payments of close to $50 million to public officials in Libya between 2001 and 2011 to secure government contracts. The company is due back in court September 20th.
So he tried to secure a place and will pay people off?
Mm-hmm.
And who's bringing this up now? Someone who's probably hating.
Yeah. She's a female, Miss Wilson-Raybould. I don't know. I keep seeing her, the whole news on TV and I can't butter.
Honestly?
I'm tired.
We should be like, what do you call it? There's a name for these people. Groups of people in the world who are not like, they don't want to be part of society.
Yeah.
They make their own rules. It's called the societist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't go by rules. Like, they think all politics is dumb. Like, just live your life, basically.
God.
But, Well,
I don't know.
And the politics needs to stop. And speaking of more shootings, so there was a teen injured in a shooting near Greektown. There was a case of the Danforth recently.
Which is a Greek festival.
Mm-hmm. I've never been, but I do kind of want to go.
Mm-hmm. I've never been either.
I swear, I feel like it happens more than once a year, but I think it's only one, but it feels like it happens so often. But a teenager has suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a reported shooting overnight just steps away from Greektown in the chase of the Danforth Festival. Police were called to the area at Donald's Avenue and Glenholm Boulevard, just north of Donlan subway station, around 1 a.m. for sounds of gunshots. The 16-year-old male victim was later found around the initial scene with a non-life-threatening gunshot. So, this is from Toronto News, but yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say what happened, any details about who it was, or anything like that. But thankfully, he is safe and sound, and he's good. And they're saying there's no suspect information available at this time, so we don't know what else, yeah.
Bruh, I don't know what is happening. Also, a 63-year-old man is dead and his adult son has been taken to hospital with non-threatening injuries following a double stabbing outside their Brampton home early Friday morning. It occurred on Lanebrook Drive in Castlemore and Gorway area around 2:20 a.m. They say that the victims were stabbed in the street following an altercation with multiple suspects. We do know there is more than one individual involved in the altercation with these two victims. However, we are yet to identify and get descriptions of those individuals. Fam.
Wow. What's wrong with people?
Fam, what's fucked, yo?
Yo, I think there was something else in the news too about Mississauga. Some girl got robbed and then, like, shot or something. I don't know what's going on, yo. Let me tell you. I see why Florida people are always shooting each other. Because, yo, you know why people are acting up? It's hot. And it's summer. And people like to do that. And go around. Like, you know when it's summer, everyone's just out and about? Yep. And people start to cause trouble, get into fights, start shooting. So it's because it's summer, all these things are happening. There's no excuse for it, obviously, but it's because it's summer.
I know, in the wintertime, you don't hear them.
No, everyone's inside their house, so you know what? It's cold, you know? But speaking of news, Jeffrey Epstein, honestly, I didn't really know who he was until like a day or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's like some billionaire guy. He was accused of sex trafficking. So,
well, how did he get rich? Why is he a billionaire?
I don't know. I guess like he just has businesses and like basically whatever, all those, you know, but he would like, he was very known to all the other rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would have like lunch with Donald Trump or like Prince Harry, like things like that.
Wow.
So he was accused of sex trafficking. So he was in jail. And he was, like, I guess, like, on a high watch.
Mm-hmm.
But he still was able to commit suicide.
How was he able to do that?
So, basically,
like, did he have, so, like, a rope? Like, what did
well,
he
here's
use?
The thing. It didn't say what yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was in his jail cell, and he was just found unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
So that means because he was under like 24-hour watch because he was suicidal, that means either somebody wasn't watching him or somebody who was watching him, he paid them to be like, yo, just pretend like you know nothing, I'm going to do this and da da da. Like, you know what I mean? Because he's rich.
Right.
So something like that. But yeah, they're investigating it, I guess. And yeah, he was arrested in July. So it's like, he wasn't even in jail for that long.
Wow.
You know, I guess, you know, you're rich. Like, you're seeing, oh, I'm in prison. I had everything I needed, and now I'm going to be in prison. I might as well just skin myself.
Oh, my God. So, where is he from? Is he from the States?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there was a post about Cactus Club. Now, the Cactus Club is a restaurant, like an upscale, like, restaurant. That's in Toronto.
I want to go.
Very popular. Oh, yeah, you said you've never been yet, right?
No, I've been once.
You've been once? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for your birthday. Mm-hmm.
But I want to go again.
Again? You've never been to Joey's before?
No.
Okay, no. We have to. I'm doing no meat, fam. Okay, we'll go. We'll go.
Let's go, like, same. Like, let's, like, go, like, that first week, like, after school starts.
Yeah.
Like, around when it's getting, like, fall.
Okay.
So, it's, like, we don't have the expectation of figuring out when to go in the summer. But, like, like kind of when September.
Okay. Because, honestly, and you, when we go, you have to try the steak.
We'll get dressed up and stuff. And, like, I'll just put on my fall outfit and I'll have a steak.
I'll try something else.
Because I will try a steak. Please. I will try a steak. How do you get it?
You know what? I used to be one of those people that were, like, medium well, because I was like, I don't fuck with no pink, right? And then after people were like, not medium well. I used to get it well done. Mm-hmm. And then, because I wasn't about it. And then after, people were like, nah, you have to get it medium well. That's how it's juicy, this and that. And, yo, I started to see what they're talking about, because, yo, the really, really good places know how to make it well done, right? Mm-hmm. Other places?
Burn it.
You know what? The steak at Turtle Jack's. I think that's what turned me off the most. Oh, my God. I got a steak there. It was so dry. I was like, no.
I had a good steak.
I was like, you know what? Next time, let me try medium well. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, now I know why people eat it. So I get it now.
One time? I got medium rare by accident because she was asking me how I want it. I'm like, okay. And then, like, I wasn't thinking. I'm like, oh, medium rare. Bruh. That shit was chewy as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, a big, it was, like, at the rec room. So they call it, like, their baseball-shaped steak. Yeah. So it's, like, a big, thick, round one. Oh, my God. I was like, of all things, that one I would have even got well done.
Did you finish it?
I think I ate most of it.
Oh, my God.
But medium well, I will stick with medium well.
Oh, my God. Medium well is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I get why people do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely. Let's go. Like, when it starts to become fall, like, I really like that. Like, it seems like a nice cozy place.
It's nice. Like,
where's Joey's?
I sure will. I prefer Joey's over Campus Club. Mm-hmm. Yes. I do. But yeah,
Cactus Club.
So, Cactus Club. So, there was a tweet saying, Cactus Club really canceled their DJs on Caravana weekend. Between this plus telling me not to cater to the Caravana crowd, I don't know how y'all can still eat there. So, that's from a DJ.
They canceled there.
Even this is nothing new, though. This is even... I'm even surprised it's coming up. Because, basically, they don't want DJs to play, like, hip-hop and rap and all that. Like, and it's funny, because this came up a couple years before, too.
Just play a CD that they have in the Chinese nail salon. Put it in the thing, yo.
Because they want it to be, like, an upscale. Yeah. And they feel like us black people and brown people, we make it. Because, yo, it's true. I believe that. Because that has come up before last year. So, really? People... Yeah, so pretty much, the guy listed incidents that have happened multiple times, okay? He said, bouncers telling me that they often get told to limit the number of black people getting in. Bouncers telling me that they have to swap locations.
He said to the DJ?
Yeah, a DJ was telling him all the stories that happened to him, yeah. Bouncers telling me that they have to swap locations because management thinks having two black bouncers on one floor makes people uncomfortable.
Yo, let me tell you, this might sound bad, but if anything, I would feel way more safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, two strong black men? I would feel so much more safe. Yo.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yo, if something's happening, I know I can run and I'll be safe. Yeah. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, it's the opposite. But anyways, that's just my opinion.
I was directly told by a general manager to change the music. Multiple DJs mentioning that they were told not to cater to the Caravana crowd. Whatever the fuck that means. Are you dumb?
So you mean the people that are going to be loud and rowdy and want to dance and jump up to soca or come in half naked? Or you mean black people?
I don't even know. But it's like, bruh. Like, yo, you can make so much. It's the look they want to portray. They feel like us, we're like tainting that. But I'm yo, black people are classy too, yeah? Like, don't be like, no. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. Assistant manager complaining about all the ratchets coming here from Brampton and Scarborough.
Wait, what? All the who?
The ratchets coming here from Brampton and Scarborough. First of all,
who said that?
Assistant manager. This is somebody telling their experience, the story. So, it's like, well, what the fuck? First of all, if you have a problem with people from Brampton and Scarborough coming, then why don't you have one for Brampton and Scarborough? I don't get it. Yo, like, I don't get it. We're supporting you by coming. Mm-hmm, we enjoy mm-hmm. the ambience, whatever it is. Yo, are you really... Okay. The servers on Mez, I don't know what that means, would often complain about getting tables of black customers even before serving them, identifying them as ratchet.
Okay, hold on a minute. So, is this the Sherway one or the York? The
It doesn't matter what it is. One. I think it's the downtown one, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Because even on the Sherway one, too, but let me tell you, everybody from Brampton, for sure we go to the Sherway one. Because it's right there. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, so say we have to pull up one time and see if they let you in.
I witnessed groups of underdressed white men instantly granted access to the deck. On the same night, a group of well-dressed black men and women in suits and dresses being turned away, being told it's a private event. There was no private event. It was regular bar night. People are just very disrespectful.
What the hell's that noise now? Someone's car?
Yeah. Lord Jesus. This is too much. You know, a couple people were saying, unfortunately, most places operate like this.
Jesus.
Like, it's like, yo, I get it, but fam, like...
But you know what?
You can't open a business and want to, like, prosper in this world and then limit who you want to, like, cater to.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah, you can't.
By skin color.
You know what's funny, though? I heard that Lavelle is the same, too.
Yes.
So with Lavelle, I think I mentioned it before, but they were saying how two guys mm-hmm. who are coming in together have to have at least one girl with them.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like, when they just see two guys, it's like, okay, they're gay. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to limit, like, it's like upper class, but it's mm-hmm. for, like, people with money.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to have a lot of women in there. Mm-hmm. So that the... Like, basketball players. And like, last time we went, we seen a basketball player.
Mm-mm.
From, I think, like, a Texas team or something.
Yeah.
And, like, so they just want to bring in the woman.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, for every two guys, you have to have one female. Oh, at least.
What do you think about, like, that, though?
See, I don't know. Like, I feel like, let whoever you want in. But as long as everybody, like, keeps themselves, mind their business, behave. Like, who cares who's coming in and, like, what your perception of them is coming in. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're turning away, like, two guys who could just be friends because of the assumption that you think they're gay and you want to attract, like, females for the straight guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it could also be, too, like, they're putting out rules because there might be a limit amount of people, mm-hmm. but they don't want so many guys. They want to make sure they get in enough girls. But I don't know. My thoughts on that, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's stupid. Like, who cares? It's 2019. Who cares who's coming in, who's coming out? As long as everyone is buying something, drinking, eating, giving you guys money,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting paid, it's just business. So why discriminate your business?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say one person will bring in more than the other? Just let everyone come in. They're still supporting you either way, whether they hate you, like mm-hmm. you want to be there, don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They're still supporting you by going in, like, buying food. Like,
and being respectful, too, you mm-hmm. know? I get it if they're being rowdy or whatever, but that could be anybody.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you're right. It could be anybody.
Another girl said, this is the majority of clubs and lounges in Toronto. Even the photographers get told to only take pics of white people. Nothing new.
Jesus, really?
I'm like, wow. I do not know. It's 2 months.
But yo, what club are these people going to? Because
I don't know, but it's like, yo, we're coming there because nothing is here in Brampton, yo. Mm-hmm. Nothing's here, fam. Do you really think? Like, there's nothing here. What's here? You go to Bramley, Moxie's, Pickle Barrel. Like, no, everybody. Moxie's was back in the day. Not anymore. Now we're upgrading. Like,
yeah. We're Moxie's was nice up. For a while, but yeah. Now it's just like, whatever.
Mm-mm. I don't even like Moxie's like that.
I liked it at first, but their portions are so small.
I don't. It's all right to me. Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that is messed up.
Like, I saw when you sent that, I'm like, okay. But it was like, I don't know. So do you feel like you would eat there again?
Yo, honestly, if it, okay, Joey's and Cactus Club are both at Sherway, I would go to Joey's, hands down.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. What if Joey started moving like Cactus Club?
I would go to Joey's, hands down. Yeah. Oh my god. Right. McLean rank Brampton better community than Mississauga.
Mm-hmm, probably. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Is there a reason why?
So basically, it was based on a comparison of data across the range of categories, including healthcare access, tax rates, population growth, crime, and the percentage of residents who walk, bike, and take transit to work. Affordability as well as wealth and economy, which considers factors such as how quickly communities were adding full-time jobs, were the highest weighted categories in the ranking. So, out of 450 communities, Burlington placed first.
Are you dumb? Why?
Brampton 199th and Mississauga 256th. Toronto was ranked 19th best community in Canada. So Brampton, I don't know. But speaking of these lists, like, guys, we saw that whole top 50 best rappers list going around. Like, is it that easy for something to just go viral?
It is, yeah.
Fam. Then the person choosing Joe Budden as the third person, the third best rapper, everybody was like going ham.
He must have felt nice though.
He's probably like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even speaking of Joe Budden, I don't know what the hell this was, the whole thing with Nicki Minaj.
I don't know.
I was trying to understand it, but I think he basically said something and she basically called him out and said, no, you need to, like, show the people that I'm not like that. Da-da-da, you need to apologize. Women need to hear clarification. Da-da-da. Like, she was just going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Because he said something about her. He said something about her. I don't know. Something that, like, I really don't know.
Honestly, my head hurts from it because it was like, okay, you know, I see Nicki, you know, for a couple weeks, you know, her and Meg Thee Stallion bonding, like, it was so cute. Then you, here she comes. Now, I don't know, she might feel, like, so, like, really strongly about something and she just has to say it. It's too bad, yeah. Right? So, Joe Budden and Nicki, they were in a heated debate on Queen Radio.
Well, yeah, the motorsport record. And you said it. I'm going to get to the other things that you said. You said that. Now, that is, again, implying that I'm lying. When I sat and said exactly how the song came about, that I was asked, and I still have the text messages, can this person
person to be put on the song, and my response was, yeah, let's do it. And you were one of the people who, I believe it might have been you and your sidekick, Academic.
Yeah.
What the fuck you won't do?
Did that ever come?
Drugs? When you've never met them a day in your life?
I've never met you.
When last time you saw me?
Have I never met you is what I asked you.
When was the last time you saw me?
Never met you is what I asked you.
When we was recording in Web Studio?
Oh, what do you know? I met you. Holy shit.
Oh, so your mother trained you to accuse people of being on a drug after you met them one time and never saw them for 10 more years? Oh, after the BT cipher.
They haven't been on drugs.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
Okay.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
Nick.
That's what your mother raised you to do? Your mother raised you. Your mother raised you. Yeah, tasting your own motherfucking medicine, motherfucker. You like talking about people and not having nobody respond. You like tearing down people's character when they can't respond. You like tearing down women when they can't defend themselves. You like tearing down women when you can try to end their career because low key you jealous of their success. What the fuck you want?
It's a matter of people certain people being thrown out about it.
Ass is littered with it. Who gives a f what she popped? Don't sit here and say you ain't popped a fucking pill.
The man basically exposed that. Oh my god. Now, I don't even know what the fuck they're arguing about.
Yeah, honestly, basically, he said something that exposed her. He blasted her. So.
Oh, saying like,
spreading rumors, basically. Mm-hmm. Like saying, yeah.
About Cardi, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. That's too much.
I was like, yo, you guys are grown.
It's too much, yo. I don't know, but then Nicki went on Joe Budden's podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
Turned their back on them when everyone was calling them Twitter fingers and cracking up, laughing at them, and you had like that. And I'm the one. I went and sat down in a meeting with Obama, President Obama, and Ross was there and texted dude after the meeting and said, yo, this chick is a keeper. I saw the text myself with my own eyes. This chick is a keeper. She went in a room full of rappers and spoke to Obama, and the first thing out of her mouth was about you and figuring out your probation situation and why you're still on probation after all these years. And then you come out on an album when it's time to sell some weak ass album and try to disrespect Nicki Minaj. What? And now you tried to do it. Now you tried to disrespect 50. Tried to hope 50 would respond to your nonsense this time. Boy, set your fat ass down.
Yo, Nicki is not playing around this week. Like, fam. Mm-hmm. At all. She is not playing around. Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know what happened. Because Rick Ross had this to say.
I mean, if somebody went in to meet Obama with you, she is a keeper until you find out otherwise. You know what I mean? And, me personally, she was around me a few times, but other than that, she was a huge talent, but she was playing a very important position at the time. She was in between Nicki and Drake. But she don't know, she may not understand coming. I mean, if somebody went in to meet Obama with you, she is a keeper until you find out otherwise.
But yes, I don't know. And then Rick Ross has this beef with 50. Like,
yeah,
it's just too much. I can't keep up. Now, with this whole Nicki Minaj situation, Trina's added into it.
Yeah.
So Trina went on and she said, oh, she's gonna do a live and just say what she has to say. Apparently her someone on her team basically said Nicki Minaj didn't want to promote their song that they have together and this and that and whatever. And then like trying to imply like they have beef, right? Mm-hmm. And then Bobby Lights, which is her cousin, was saying no, like Trina's not like that. She wouldn't beef with anybody because of that. So Trina finally got on her live, and this is what she had to say.
Speaking out, my team got so much to say. I'm gonna take the blame for my team, because guess what? Me and my team, we dropped the ball. Bad business is what's causing all of this havoc to happen. All of this nonsense, all of this drama, this feelings, this personal, everybody got an opinion. That's what it is. It's bad business. It has nothing to do with any artist that's featured on my album. It has something to do with me. Trust my team speaking out. My team got so much. But you're not going to disrespect nobody. Another female artist, you're not going to disrespect Nicki Minaj or nobody else that's on my album. Because these people did this off my face and my favor. They did it because my relationship with them. I don't appreciate, I don't condone, I don't give the approval for anybody and no man. Stay out of girl shit. Don't come sideways talking about anything that has to do with what, but you're not gonna.
So I don't know. You're
not gonna disrespect nobody. Another female artist, you're not gonna disrespect Nicki Minaj or nobody. You're not gonna talk about this no more. There is no beef between me and Nicki Minaj. There will be no disrespect for Nicki Minaj or nobody else that's on my album. I appreciate each and every artist that took the initiative to be a part of this, the one album. We're not gonna talk about this no more. There is
so, bruh. It's just everybody is just entangled into it,
Jesus.
One way or another.
My God. Well, I'm glad she said something to, like, yeah, at least get that straight, because I don't know what the man was trying to do. Like,
bruh.
I don't
like
know.
It's like, okay, it's like people are just, okay, Nicki now, she's just like speaking her truth now, whatever. Yeah. Nicki was on the low for a while. But it's like, because she's spilling tea,
yeah,
and people are coming back at her, mm-hmm. like, oh, da da da, this and that, you know? It's crazy out here. It's crazy.
Wow.
But speaking, yeah, because speaking of even Nicki as being one of the, you know, she constantly says she's one of the top female rappers, yeah. right? And then, you know, the list came out and I was just like, bruh, there's no females on the list.
Mm-mm.
There was none.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm like, bruh, are you
the
really?
Guy who made it, obviously.
It's too much. Because, like, would you really, like, dismiss Nicki for all she's done?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's why she's, like, so upset. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, bruh, guys, I've been in this game
mm-hmm.
for a while. You know, I make hits, I make records. Like, she's just like, respect me. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Right? But
mm-hmm.
I feel like nobody is taking it seriously. And that's what she's saying. She's like, guys, take me seriously. Like, I give you records. I drop an album. Yeah. If I don't drop an album, you guys say you want an album. But when I drop the album, you guys don't support me. So
it's she just has to do whatever she wants to do then and fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. Because, yo, at that point, like, literally, like, people are, yeah. And it's not like she's begging for the respect. She's just saying, like, I'm here, like, mm-hmm. you know?
And even speaking of the list, like, Missy Elliott wasn't even on the list, fam. Are you crazy?
It's top 100?
Top 50, I think. I think it's 50. I was like, wow. And Missy is going to receive the Video Vanguard Award at the MTV Awards. Or VMAs, yeah. So congrats to her. But I was like, you're not even going to put Missy Elliott on the list, fam? Like, are
so
you crazy?
On the list? Like, who are some of the people?
It's crazy. Okay. So, it's 50 greatest rappers of all time.
Okay.
So there is, I'll read a couple. Jay-Z is number one. Number two is Nas. Three, Joe Budden. Four, Styles P. Five, Black Thought. Six, Fabulous. Seven, Jada Kiss. I'm not going to read all of them, but mm-hmm. you guys know what I'm talking about. I could give you a couple more. 26, Twista. 27, Method Man. 20, Eminem. 29, Prodigy. 30, Mos Def. 31, Kool G Rap. 32, Big Boy.
Mm.
Like, bruh, I don't know. Like, I think at first, like, people took it seriously, but then after seeing Joe Budden at number three, it was like, bruh.
Yeah.
It's bruh. Mm-hmm. So, the couple last ones are 45, The Game, 46, LL Cool J, 47, Rick Ross, 48, 50 Cent, 49, Busta Rhymes, 50, Lloyd Banks. This list is was shit from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell made that list, because...
Shit from the beginning. Drake is number 23.
Who made this list?
I don't even know.
I would like to know.
Yeah. I don't even know, but this list... Okay, Ludacris is not even on this list. Are you crazy?
Yo, they're chopped.
It's like, bruh, it's too much. Like, this is too much. And all these lists came out. The greatest R&B list. The greatest sitcoms list. There was just so many. Like, there was even a soca artist list. Okay.
Okay.
There was also Toronto rappers list.
God.
Okay, so... There's even... Okay, I'm going to read you a couple of the soca artists. Number one, Masha. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Nobody's disputing that. Yeah. Number two, Super Blue. Number three, Bungie Garland. Number four, Destra. Number five, Fan Lyons. Number six, Allison Hynes. Number seven, Kes. Number eight, Sherwin Winchester. Number nine, Patrice Roberts. Number 10, Ewer George. Number 11, Voice. The last ones are Ghetto Flex, that's 45, 46, Precious, 47, Zan, 48, Sanel Dempster, 49, Galan, number 50, Angela Hunt.
Wow.
Honestly,
I'm dead last, though.
Honestly, I didn't even, not even to be rude, but I wouldn't have put her on my list. But it was crazy. Like, just this one meme just created so many lists. They even did a soca DJ list, okay?
Oh, my God.
DJ Private Ryan is number two.
Mm-hmm.
International Steven is number four. I'm only saying the ones, like, we know. Dr. J is number 10.
Wow.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
Jester is number 12. He's from here, too, mm-hmm. which is not bad either. DJ Puffy is 16. I don't really like...
He's okay.
Oh no. But yeah, I was just like, wow. Like, it, I don't know why everybody was making lists.
Well, I don't even know.
Everybody's lists sucked. Yeah. I don't know what the list would be for me either. It's too much.
Oh, what was that cucumber thing you were telling me about?
Oh, girl.
I need to hear about this.
Girl. Okay, so Trouble, who is Alexis Guy's new boyfriend, decided, you know, after the whole cucumber challenge and all the fuckery, he said he wanted to do a cucumber challenge party. And lo and behold, yes, the fuck he did. Okay? You Americans are wild. Do the party. You already know Regine had to pull up on her man or ex-man, Lucci, because he was definitely there. There's a video going around of these people having the cucumbers, you know, doing the cucumber challenge. And they were basically fucking a girl with a cucumber. I kid you not. In and
seriously?
Out. I swear to God. I was like, what the hell is this? No. Apparently, people were saying it was Alexis Guy who was putting the cucumber up in the girl, but she was saying, no, it wasn't her. And she was saying, oh, that girl's a porn star anyways. Like, she wanted to do it. Yo, one person was shoving the cucumber and, like, fucking her with it. Another person was using the cucumber, rubbing her clit. And then another person was, like, you know, down her throat. Mind you, took out the cucumber from her palm and make her suck that shit off.
That's, yeah.
How? Why? Did you guys even wash those cucumbers?
They probably didn't.
Do you know how long that cucumber sat on, was picked off from the plant, thrown onto the truck, traveled miles and miles to get to a grocery store, only for somebody to buy and take home and to ingest and digest? Like, mm-hmm. you know. And you decide to put a cucumber in someone's home.
It snapped and passed up.
Because some cucumbers are soft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I was like, I could never.
People are fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
No, it just was not. No.
Wow.
Like, no. Like, why would you do that?
That's a miracle for you.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about Andrew Schultz from Billion Idiots. So mm-hmm. he came to Toronto recently and he said this joke. I was fucking crying.
Caravana follows pride. It's the gayest parade followed by the most homophobic one. This is Jamaica's pulling up like boom, bang, bang, my people.
Thank you all. It's nice to see you. The man did a heel and toe on the rainbow flag.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god. I never thought of it like that. I can't believe he even came
put
up with something
together,
like that.
I know. No, he's funny. Like,
that is freaking crazy.
Oh my god, I can't believe it.
I do not know.
Yo.
But yo. Power is coming up, eh?
I was just gonna say, when is it coming? Like, guys,
Power
it's approaching.
Is coming up, okay? August 25th. So next weekend.
Oh my god.
Holy crap.
Can you wait one more time?
I know. Like, can you guys hurry up?
Okay, August 20th. Is that Saturday or Sunday? Sunday.
I think it's a Sunday.
Okay.
So I can't wait. Like, guys, I haven't been catching up on my shows, but for this
Power, one, I'm not missing
I will not
episode. I'm sorry.
No.
I will tell you, I need to watch Power, then I can come. Because, like, no, I'm going to have to watch it, like, you guys. And the thing I hate so much, when I first got into Power, there was already a couple seasons out, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it was amazing because when the new season was out,
mm-hmm.
right, when I first started getting into it,
mm-hmm.
it was coming out like week by week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I just started watching it, I had to catch up from season one.
Oh my god.
So I had like three seasons to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got to the season that was out, all the episodes were out. So I just binged the whole thing.
It.
But then you'll see season five,
mm-hmm.
they're on six now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Season five was painful. Because,
oh my god.
Yo, I had to wait a whole fucking year. And then it's like you gotta wait each week. I was like, bro, why do you gotta do stuff 50? Like, it's such a good show.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. At first I was like, okay. And mm-hmm. then I'm like, damn, this is so good.
It's so good. Apparently there's gonna be a spinoff in the works starring Mary J. Blige.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, hopefully, because you know when you do a spinoff, it does, yeah, you know, like, hopefully, oh my god.
I think I was telling you before, too, he has another show that he produces, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on, no, it's not on Netflix, I can't remember.
No, I think
now.
It's on HBO or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that, right? Yeah, I heard of it.
Yo, let me tell you, did you hear how the American people are getting some kind of station, like, some Disney station that's, like, HBO, Hulu,
oh, yeah, I
all
heard of
those
that.
In one for, like, $12 a month or some shit?
What the hell?
I'm like, yo, we're out here paying 15 something for our Netflix now.
I know.
You remember when Netflix was $9.99 a month? Or $5.99?
Yeah.
That shit went up quickly.
That is crazy.
But yeah. Honestly, no, I can't wait for the show to come out. I don't know when Married to Medicine is coming back out.
I feel if it's not
it's
the
soon.
First week of September, it's the second
it's
week.
It's soon.
Yeah. That's then, another one I'm looking forward to.
And then Housewives. I don't know when it comes back, like Atlanta, but honestly, last season it was just whatever.
Yeah, it was whatever. I don't know why. I enjoyed it, but it was like, I think because Candy was kind of like the bad one.
Yeah.
In this one, because of the whole Portia thing, I think like it wasn't like Nene. Nene just does everything with the theatrics and stuff. Well, yeah, she had her fight
yeah,
too.
She
that
did,
too.
She did.
So yeah, actually, yeah.
But it was okay though. It wasn't like it wasn't that great of a season last time.
It was all right.
But yo, can you believe, like, Cynthia got engaged and, like, he was not there. Like, it's just like, yo, you could just stop being friends with somebody for so long and, like.
So she didn't go to the
English. Well, it was a surprise, but by that time they weren't talking. I'm guessing this is going to come out when the episode comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently, though, Nene did send her flowers and a gift congratulating her.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But you know the media. Like, they're going to twist it and whatever. But you already know Nene.
Yep. I wonder why she didn't go. I mean, she could have had a good reason.
But it was a surprise, so Cynthia wouldn't have even known.
Yeah.
Maybe Nene was invited and she just didn't go. Who knows? We'll only know when the episode comes out. Yeah. But right now, I'm watching Housewives of Potomac right now. That's getting pretty. It's too much mix-up. I'm like, bruh. Like, I can't.
Where is Potomac?
Like, right outside of Maryland, apparently. Like, it's a small town. Yeah, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've only watched like an episode or two.
An episode?
Yeah.
It's getting good now. Like,
what season are they on?
I don't even know. I want to say 4. Could be 5.
Damn.
I don't know. I just watch.
Jesus.
Anyways, I wanted to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I just came across, like, random, like, Drake pictures, like, on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the memes are so dumb.
Yo, he released that care package thing. Did you, like,
did
listen
he?
To it?
No, yeah.
It's basically, like, a compilation of all
his
singles. Like, basically, like, an R&B kind of compilation.
Yeah, like a care package.
Mm-hmm, a care package. And apparently, yep, people still...
Wow.
I'm like, wow, I wish... Okay, you ready for my question?
Yeah.
All right. Girls, you're in the car with your long-term boo. He pulls up at his mom's, and then you see her coming out towards the car. Do you get out and go to the back seat or stay seated in the front seat and greet her?
Yo, okay, hold on. Okay. This is what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't get out the car if she's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when, like, I will greet her when she's in the car. I'll just say hi. Like, how are you? Whatever. But then I feel like I wouldn't get out the car, but I would ask her when she opens the door, like, oh, do you want to sit in the front? Like, should I go in the back?
Okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like, no, it's okay, then fine. But if, like, they're like, okay, sure, I'll just, like, let them sit in the front.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to be like, okay, let me go in the back and I'll see your mom can sit in the front. Like, but, like, if the car is pinched at the back, then okay, yeah.
Because,
like, I'm short, like, I'm small, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, but if it's, like, I don't know. I just feel like, no, like, I don't, okay.
Okay, I'll read you some of the answers, okay?
Like, I don't know.
Someone said, get up and go to the back. But if she says, don't worry, then I'm going to sit my big nyash down.
Yeah.
And then someone else replied and said, people will say we don't have manners. And someone else replied, leave them. When their mother-in-law is conking their head whilst they're washing their pants, it'll click. I don't know what that means. The way I was raised, I have to offer her the seat whether I want to or not. It's up to her if she chooses to sit there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is sitting in the front doesn't necessarily dictate the position I have in my significant other's life.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But I think some people do think of it like that, though.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, the front seat is better.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it's, like, I don't care if I sit in the back. Like,
yeah.
I really don't.
Someone said, LOL, you guys are focused on this being a respect thing. Something that should/could just be a courtesy. Getting out and going to the back to me just isn't a massive deal. It's a control complex to a lot of traditional mothers who can't let their positions in their son's life go.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that too.
That's crazy.
Like, what do you think?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
I've never been in a situation, so I really don't know. But, like, just, like, as a general, like, courtesy, like, I would ask them, especially if they're, like, an older person. But then if they say no, I'm cool in the back. Like, I'm not insisting. I'm like, okay.
Like, it's funny because I'm trying to think. I feel like I went out with my brother and his girlfriend. What? And I feel like she let me sit in the front.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think she did. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe she did. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
I think it just depends on, like, the person and the relationship you have with the other person. Yeah. And, like, the relationship they have with their parents. Like, it all depends on different factors. I don't think there's, like, one straight answer.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
Girls, your boyfriend of 3 years wants you both to start saving together, but through a joint account. Are you saving together or telling him to save alone?
I feel like if, like, you want to do it and you have a plan, I don't mind at all. Like, I don't care. But, I mean, I still save my own stuff on the side. Like,
what if you said no, none on the side? It's, like, joint only.
Yeah, but you can't tell me, like, that I can't have my own money. Like, I just
well, that's what they're trying,
like,
to see.
Like, I'll join anything with you. I'll save with you together. But it's, like, when I go to work and I work my ass off and I get paid, like, we'll deal with, like, all the important stuff, put everything together, like, for our family, whatever, bills, save. And then it's, like, if there's, like, money that I worked for that is just chilling and I want to do my nails, like, yo, I'm gonna go take my money from my account and do it. Like, I feel like you could have a joint one for, like, household and family purposes and, like, future stuff, and then you could have your own.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, so you would have both, like, a joint one and then your
own. And then you can just, like, you know, whatever, like, extra pocket change, like, okay, you could just do whatever. Okay. Like, it's, you know? But it's not to say, like, if the other person wanted money from my own, I wouldn't say, okay, no. Like, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, you can use it, or I can put more of it in the saving. Like, whatever. Like, yeah. I'd be open to, but it's just, like, I'm not gonna, like, to have, I don't know how people just have one. And then, like, just, you know? I don't know. Like, what do people say about that?
Okay. One girl said, Chris and I did exactly this, and it worked out perfectly for us. I think it's all about how much you trust the person you are with, and whether you are both on the same page in terms of whether you see yourselves together in the future.
So wait, so are they, is the question saying, like, you can have a
just
joint
one joint together, everything together. Yes.
I don't, like, I guess, but, like, I just feel like for me, I'll buy stuff and do shit that's, like, not necessary, but Brian won't, like, he thinks practical, so he'll be like, what the heck? So I feel like if I just have my own, then I can be stupid with it.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like if I were to, like, share everything, then I feel like I would fuck up. So it's like, okay, we have a like, an expectation for one thing, and then I can have, like, the whatever else, who cares what I do with it, because it's my problem.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like... But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
this is what someone said. We can definitely save together if we plan to be together forever. I would suggest we save equal amounts in the joint account and make sure it's protected so we can't withdraw or spend without the other one agreeing.
I think that's a good idea. But I feel like even in that account, I feel like you would only withdraw because you guys are doing something together, because it's a together account. So it's like, if you're putting your money in there to save for, like, the mortgage every month, like, only one of you need to take it out to pay the mortgage, because why would you be paying it twice? But you would obviously talk about, okay, who's going to go to the bank today? Like, do you know what I mean? So I feel like, yeah, like, you would have to tell the other person.
Right. Someone said both. If it's for a communal goal, joint, and it's always safe and good to have a separate savings account. Someone else said, I think you really have to know the kind of person you're with. Even then, you can't always be so sure. I think if you are engaged to be married, it makes sense to have a joint pot to save for the wedding, house, future, etc. Anything before that is a bit risky. Someone said, save individually if you're still together. Bring it together. No need for joint accounts if you're not cohabiting or married. Mm-hmm.
I feel like even when people say don't do it before you're married, I feel like you can still do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess people are worried, like, legally, mm-hmm. how would you solve it? Yo, for all those people that are worried and want to be safe, just rep damn contract, yo. Just sign it. Be like, listen, this is the deal. We're signing it. And or keep your text messages, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I watch a lot of Judge Judy, you know? So you have to make sure you got it back. But yeah, like, no. I think it's okay. Like, you guys can have a joint one and then just have your own separate one. Like, you're two individuals. You don't have to have everything together.
Right.
Like, you can have stuff together and then you can have your own things. Like, right. It's okay. That's just how I see it. I don't know, but that's me. Any more questions?
Okay, one more.
Okay, because really, let me tell you guys. Tomorrow I work 12 hours. I have to be up in like at 6. It's almost 10.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
One more question.
Okay.
Okay, this is a text message, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy says, you free to go out / hang out?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl replies, hang out to do what? The guy says, go to the mall or something. I'm going to be out in Long Island grabbing things for a trip. Figure I see you if you're not busy. And the girl said, LOL, I'm grown as fuck. I'm not hanging out in the mall with a man unless he's buying me something. What do you think about that? Would you
She's not grown as fuck, because if you're grown as fuck, you'd buy your own something.
But that's the thing. She's saying, okay, like, you're asking me to come chill with you in the mall. Are you going to buy me something? Like, why am I coming with you to the mall?
I feel like the guy is saying, like, okay, he has things to do, but he's thinking of you and he knows you're in the area. So mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I got to get stuff done,
mm-hmm.
but I'd like to see you and spend time with you. Do you want to come with me
mm-hmm.
to run my errands? But it's like, I'm getting stuff done, but I'm also spending time with you. I feel right. like that's how he was trying to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for her, it's like, she probably just wants him for, like, food or to have something bought for her or getting her bills paid or just to have sex. So it's like, okay, me going to the mall is not going to benefit me. So it's like, she doesn't care to, like, help him or shop around with him because it's not going to benefit her.
Mm-hmm. So basically, her time with him is not worth it unless he buys her something.
Yeah, unless it benefits her. Maybe if she had to go to the mall to get her stuff too, then mm-hmm. she'd be like, okay, sure, I'll come.
Right.
But because it's just like you're following him around and letting him shop, you know, mm-hmm. you might have to say, oh, I like that. I don't like, mm-hmm. she doesn't want to be part of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like
did he say after she said that, oh, not unless you're buying me something. Did he reply?
No. I don't know. For me, like, I guess it all depends on the... But I think I... Okay, I wouldn't have said, oh, you have to buy me something mm-hmm. like that. I would have just been like, no, like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
But he said he's in Long Island, so that means he's probably visiting or something.
Yeah.
And wants to see her.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not sure how the connection is, but it's like, I think I would go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need
like,
him to
even
buy
if
me
she nothing. Wanted, like, I even would have been like, okay, I don't expect him to buy me anything, but I'm like, okay, when you're done shopping, do you want to go grab something to eat?
Yeah.
Or, like, go get drinks? Like, something like that.
So yeah.
Like, you're not just going to shop.
Yeah.
Is that blue?
Yeah, it is blue.
I never noticed that.
That's how I know it's on.
This.
Mm-hmm.
The mic.
Inside, that little button is blue.
No, like the whole entire thing was
no,
blue.
No, it's my
reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay. But anyway, but yeah, like, I would have just said something like that. But to be like, oh, are you going to buy me something?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would say that as, like, being sarcastic. Like, oh, yeah. I'm just kidding. Like, yeah, sure, I'll come.
Yeah.
But she probably meant to, like, oh, like, she's basically singing the City Girls anthem by, like, her replying like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, if I want to go, I'll go. If I don't want to go, I'm not going to go. But I'm not going to say, oh, you have to buy me something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I won't be that rude with it. But then again, some girls don't even care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, guys, I need to leave. I need to somehow go home.
somehow go home.
Because I gotta figure out my day tomorrow. Like, work has just been... Ugh. I just can't wait for Saturday.
I know, me too. Well, not
even Friday night. Like, even Friday is good.
Thing is, after my errands and stuff, it's like, yo, I don't even want to go nowhere. I don't want to do nothing. Like, I don't know how people go out all the time. I'm just like, how? Take me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in again. Don't forget to follow us on our page on Instagram at the Pisces Lounge. Feel free to leave us a voice message on Anchor with your thoughts and opinions.
Yes.
Yes, and subscribe.
Yes. Great. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Until next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's still bye.